Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I am very excited. You got to see this. Jews are still continuing to move to Israel. God is calling them there. Remember, this is what he said in Jeremiah 16:16. But now I will send for many fishermen, declares the Lord, and they will catch them, the Jews. After that, I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt you down and bring you to this holy land. God's actually gathering his people from around, and they're still coming, even in the midst of, as a matter of fact, take a look at this segment.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas hasn't stopped people from immigrating to the Holy Land. Several hours ago, a plane full of American Jews landed in Tel Aviv. George Thomas brings us that story from Ben Gurion International Airport.
This morning, Ari Benjamin Pfeffer, his wife and four children from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, landed at Tel Aviv's Ben Gurion Airport. They were greeted by Israel's prime minister.
It's good to see you on any day, but it's especially good to see you on this day.
Pfeffer and 230 people from the United States and Canada made Aliyah, or immigrated to Israel.
It's very important for all Israelis and all Jews to understand that this is our homeland.
One of the youngest arrivals was this little guy. The oldest was this 89-year-old from Chicago.
The moment you put your foot on Israeli soil, what was that like? Tell me about it.
Quite exciting.
The former chief rabbi of Israel told CBN News their presence in Israel is an answer to the ongoing rocket fire and conflict with terrorists in Gaza.
Our victory is on the shoulders of these children, sons and daughters of Jacob, who came to build their home.
Max Kalber from Chicago is not only becoming a citizen, but is joining the Israeli military.
The fact that the situation is not so great here, it just makes me, that's the reason why I'm coming, makes me feel strong about what I'm doing.
Each new immigrant gets this booklet, What's Next? A Guide to Your First Steps in Israel. By the way, 26 of the new immigrants will be living in the southern Israeli cities of Ashkelon and Beersheba, epicenter for so many of the rocket attacks from Hamas.
Pfeffer's new home will be close to the Gaza border, but that doesn't scare him.
That we're not going anywhere. That we're firm, we're entrenched, this is our place, we're comfortable, and, you know, do what you will, but we're immovable.
The trip was co-sponsored by Nefesh B'Nefesh, a group that has helped more than 40,000 individuals settle in Israel. The group's leader says their efforts send an unmistakable message to the terrorists who want to destroy Israel.
Enemies think that they can knock at the Jewish people, that they can destroy the Jewish people, that they think that they can deter the Jewish people. And with all the rockets, not one single Jew canceled their plans to move to Israel.
George Thomas, CBN News, Tel Aviv, Israel.
Take a look at this picture one more time. This is when they came down and they got out of that plane and these just came to Israel, the land of Israel that God has blessed. He said, I'll bless you in this land. When they knelt down and they kissed that ground. When I saw that this morning, my heart just melted. I began to weep. And I believe God is just showing us this time is coming, that God is gathering the Jews in the land. He's going to save the Jews. He's going to bless them. And listen, this dispensation of grace, this time where the full number of the Gentiles come in. Then the blinders are removed and they see Yeshua, the Messiah, as Lord. I mean, think these things, these days are growing close.
Yeah.
Any way you can, by standing with VFN TV and Data Radio Program, you are helping to stand with Israel. As you can tell, we stand up for God and country in that order and Israel. Thank you to all of our sponsors and thank you to all of our partners. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.